You're listening to The Pulse
on University Radio Nottingham.
This is the story from over in France, that the French people are keeping up that grand French tradition of protesting anything and everything that they even slightly disagree with, to the extent that they have now set a town hall on fire in Bordeaux. And this is the result of ongoing protests about reforms that Emmanuel Macron is trying to push through, of the pension system and, importantly, the retirement age. The legislation is being introduced in order to raise the retirement age by 2 years from 62 to 64, which I think is quite amusing when you consider that I believe in our country currently the retirement age is around 67. And you've got people just across the channel setting town halls on fire because they might be asked to continue working beyond the age of 62. King Charles was meant to make a visit to France, but that had to be cancelled because they were worried about the level of increasing violence of these protests. So I guess I was just wondering, kind of, what do you guys think about this? Are they in the right? Should we be protesting our retirement age? Should we take a leaf out of the French livre, as it were?
You know, I'm not near retirement age, so I haven't really thought about pension or anything like that currently, but I do understand why they would be angry about that. If I was told I have to work for 2 more years after already working like 50, I would be fuming and I may turn to arson. And that is exactly what they've done. And I do love a good rebellion in the, and unfortunately in this day and age, the only thing that really gets the media's attention, the only thing that gets politicians and government's attentions is violence. And I absolutely hate that that is true, but it does kind of make for very interesting reading and watching.
I mean, I'm not sure what 62-year-old personally has been working since the age of 12.
Yes, I realised that. Actually, since the age of 12, you don't know. Some people may be working from their paper rounds at that point. pension at that point.
Yeah, but I completely agree with what you're saying. You know, that, you know, the retirement age here goes up pretty frequently. I think I remember it going up from 65 to, I think, 67, I think, recently.
I've just been informed that it's currently 66, but it is due to go up to 67 very soon.
Oh, fantastic.
And to the best of my knowledge, we haven't been setting town halls on fire in Doncaster. Yeah. So,
but exactly, like, we sort of just, you know, it's that stereotype, isn't it, of the stiff British upper lip, you know, just grin and bear it and it'll be fine. Whereas, you know, as much as the UK does have an aging population, you know, and as much as, you know, pension is a big government spending, there is also a lot of government spending that perhaps isn't needed. There's a lot of government taxation that could be earned to sort of balance out pensioning that isn't done in this country, that should be done in order to, you know, allow its citizens the best quality of life possible. You know, you're working most of your life only to you know, possibly get to the point where, you know, you've retired, you've worked, you've done your bit to society, you've done your half of that social contract. Now it's time for your pension. Now it's time for you to go and do the things you wanted to do when you were younger, but couldn't because of work. And all of a sudden, you're in your late 60s and can't do as many things as you used to do. Mm. I think it's a very good thing that the French people are so proactive about sort of the national quality of life. Whereas I think here, it's much more focused on the individual's quality of life. Like, if you can get, you know, we go around, you know, sort of promoting, like, oh, isn't it so great? Like, I'm so jealous. He retired at 58, you know? I'm so jealous. I wish we could do that. When we're just letting the retirement age go up and up, creeping slowly, nebulously behind us, and nothing's being done about it.
Absolutely. I think if we took a little bit of that sort of French robustness when it came to sort of challenging public policy, we'd probably be in a much better state than we are right now. But as much as, you know, this is not great to see violence, it's brilliant that they are challenging it in the way they are, because it's that kind of, like you said, Cora, it's the fact that now that kind of violence and protest is only what's listened to. I think we'd do quite well ourselves to have not necessarily violence. I'm not gonna sort of, you know, condone violence.
We're not inciting violence on the airwaves.
Not all the time, but I think it'd be brilliant to have that kind of protest and that kind of attitude towards government, of, because I think at the moment, especially the Conservatives know that the amount of stuff they could probably get away with right now, because people just aren't that bothered. They care more about sort of ringing into LBC and having a shout about whatever sort of whatever culture war is going on that day than they do about like real issues like this. But I think, you know, all power to them. That should, and they don't seem like they're giving up. I mean, it started with rallies, and now it's sort of progressing, saying it's like burning down town halls and stuff like that. And obviously, again, violence isn't good to see. But it's the fact they are so robustly stuck to making sure that this doesn't happen is pretty pretty honourable, really. I think
you make a good point. I mean, that, you know, there's a, that, like I said at the start, there is a long, long tradition in France of protests that just sort of doesn't really exist here. They are always protesting something. I remember, not to bring up my only personality trait, which is when I was on my year abroad. It's the new gap year. When I was on my year abroad in Paris, literally the first day I arrived, I had been in my apartment for 2 minutes, and there was a wave of people marching down the street, chanting away. I believe that one was an anti-COVID demonstration, or anti-COVID measures demonstration. So potentially the French don't get it right all the time. But I do think you make a good point about, like, it's good that even if you don't necessarily agree with every opinion that they hold, that they are so kind of invested in their civic life. They, you know, voting turnout in France is much, much higher than it is here. You know, they've got a much higher commitment, I think, to democracy and participation in civic life than we do here. And that, you know, they make their feelings known. This is obviously, I mean, this policy, I think, it's something that Macron is sort of trying to push through as a bit of a legacy, because obviously this will be his, I don't think he's allowed to run for another term. So I think, you know, this will be his last term in office. He argues that it's a, as I've just been informed, he argues that it's a generational point. So he's trying to get older people to work longer so that younger people don't have to pay off the debt. But I think ultimately, as we've seen in this country, at the end of the day, the retirement age does just keep going up and up and up.
I think that's kind of a note on the apathy of the British public, though. Yeah. Because the government's, it feels like the government's just testing, like, what can we do?
Yeah, it's kind of how far can they push it, isn't it? Yeah, and I think there has to be a limit with the retirement age, realistically, because at some point people just physically aren't able to work anymore, and, you know, varies as to the type of job that you're in. But, you know, ultimately they have to stop at some point. And I think on a national level, it's probably slightly arbitrary. I mean, I'm not an economist, but it's probably slightly arbitrary whether it's 66 or 67 at the end of the day. But that extra year of retirement can mean a lot to people on an individual level.
I mean, you know, you mentioned sort of the vast level of civic involvement in France. I wonder if that's sort of a symptom of, you know, the sort of French identity being this sort of overthrowing of monarchy, this sort of baptism by blood that France has had, you know. That sort of, you know, has led to riots and civic sort of awareness being such a core part of, you know, the French identity. You know, with that also not only how France is currently was created, but also how it was challenged consistently by the monarchies throughout history. Whereas, you know, in the UK, we have just sat like this in the system we currently have. Realistically, you know, for, you know, I'm not gonna quite say 1066, but it certainly feels like it. I imagine, you know, the people born in 1066 are looking forward to retiring next year.
Their monarchs, we queue to see ours. Don't
yeah.
We?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it just goes to show that it's very much so. There's a very strong French identity, which I feel like, you know, the Conservative government trying to push British values in schools, trying to push for a strong British identity, I don't think that's really what they want, because I feel like if there is a strong British sense of community, I feel like a lot of the decisions they're currently making will be suddenly very, very unpopular.
Well, I feel like a strong sense of British identity would just come in the form of everyone's at the pub.
Yeah.
I could get behind that.
Yeah.
I could get behind that. Maybe that's where the next revolution will... will be decided upon.
Everyone head down to the Rose
the King's Arms, yeah.
Rose and Crown for the next rebellion. Yeah. And
you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think I predict a riot there. On that note,
I don't think we can endorse riots on the
We don't endorse riots. But we are going to play you, I predict, a riot. So please do stay tuned and we'll see you in a few minutes.
You're listening to The Pulse on University Radio Nottingham.